Hey, everybody, we're back. You guys, the behind the scenes on this show today is just absolutely crazy. I just asked our next guest, Deborah, are we in a retrograde? My computer's not working. Brian's not here. But I have a feeling that our next guest is going to bring us some abundance and joy and love and all this fun things. Okay, so we are back with Deborah Bringelson. Did I say that right?
You did.
Oh my gosh, I did it. I was like, beforehand, we do a little test to make sure I say everyone's name right, because everyone knows if you've listened to the show for our 85 shows we have in the can that I can't even say Sam Smith right. So yay, Deborah, welcome. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. I've been really looking forward to this.
You guys, Deborah is a profit producing authority and empowerment expert. So, Deborah, tell us a little bit about yourself and what is a profit producing authority and empowerment expert?
So I've been working with mostly companies for about the last 30 years, helping them grow their revenue. And I have a little bit of a secret sauce that makes the profits, instead of, you know, going like this, they go like this. Like one client who made no money at all, not even a dollar, for 18 months. And we did a little process together. And within 8 days, she made $298 million.
Wow.
So we produce profits. That's what it is. And, you know, so many people are afraid to live their own lives. I mean, they're trying to live what other people want them to be. And they're, you know, constantly, if not verbally, in their heads, they're apologizing for themselves.
Yeah.
And I want everyone I work with to be empowered to live the fullness of their life, whatever that means for them.
Well, that's so important. And it's interesting because I'm really in the holistic health and wellness arena. And, you know, with Edge magazine, I'm going to do a little crazy plug. Hey, everybody, new issues out. And we're telling people to manifest. And we're telling people to, you know, dream and manifest and embody and journal and have vision boards. But there's so much lack. And It's a really interesting dynamic and mindset. So that's why I really was excited to have you on, because we have to walk the walk, we have to talk the talk, and I think it's just amazing. And abundance is here. There should not be competition. There's collaboration. I love collaborating with people that would be in my arena, our competitors. But really, in the end, we just put our black books together and we bring our communities together, and everybody wins and everyone's stronger.
There's more than enough for everyone. There does not need to be competition.
Nope.
But you know, that's one of the problems in all of the manifestation, is we have all grown up being lied to over and over and over again. And I'm not saying that people who lied to us were necessarily bad.
No.
They were just living what they were taught. But, you know, the whatever doesn't hurt you makes you stronger. That's a lie. Put your nose to the grindstone. You've got to work hard. I grew up with those things. Those are all lies. And, you know, when we are taught those things before we're seven, you know, seven, eight, right, we absorb them like a sponge, and we don't have a way to filter them out. So we've got to unlearn all of those lies. And one of the other things, we're being lied to by so many people who are in the manifestation space, who don't know what they're talking about, really. They, oh, well, this is the next fad. This is how I'm going to make a little extra money. So I'm going to pretend that I know what the hell I'm talking about. And they don't really. If I hear one more guru say, it's all about mindset, it's not all about mindset. You have a point of power. It has four components to it, but nobody ever talks about how you get that in alignment. So you've got an arrow pointing to what you want. So I think this is one of the most important things that we can be telling people right now, is it doesn't have to be hard. One of my favorite things to say is, what if it was easy? It doesn't have to be hard, and you can do it. And we need to set aside a lot of the nonsense that is swirling out there.
Oh, gosh, yes. So what would you say is the number one block that people have around money and success?
Fear. Absolutely well, fear.
Bam.
Yeah, it's an electrical storm in your manifestations. It's like, you know, on the radio, you know, the old radios where the if there was an electrical storm, you could hear it, the crackling and everything in the radio. So let's say you're sitting around saying, oh, well, I want to manifest $1 million. And you've got this fear going on. And it may not even be about money. It could be about your health or something else. But it interrupts your frequency. And so when you're sending your messages out to source or God or the universe, whatever you want to call it, when you're sending your messages out, it's not getting through or it's getting through in a distorted way.
I love the crackle. I mean, I love that visual. I'm a channel with pictures, and that's why it's really funny. I have a radio show because I see graphics and pictures and but that's so beautiful that you can be setting these attention and then you get this or this thunderstorm or this just I even see that it could be like a mirror. It could just kind of get fractured and it could just go into different ways. Oh, that's powerful.
Yeah. Well, your life is a mirror to the frequency you're emitting. So let's say in your head, you're saying, okay, I want to be glamorous and have, you know, multiple $1 million and the fancy cars and the love of my life and all that stuff. That's what you say you want.
Right.
But if you're looking out of your eyes right now at what your world is showing you, and it's showing you lack of any kind, lack of love, lack of money, lack of health, that's the actual frequency you're emitting.
Okay. So you worked with a lady and she made, after working with you, she made millions and millions of dollars. What are some beautiful little tips and tricks that you could offer our audience today? Even just how to start. It's really funny. I'm seeing that like the path has to be cleared so then you can set the intentions and that you can let the flow. The flow keeps going. Please give some insight to our listeners on what they can do to set themselves up for success.
Well, the very first thing is to understand what your point of power is. As I said, there are four components to that point of power.
Okay, tell us what the four components are.
Okay, well, so we've been told your thoughts create your reality, and that's true, sort of, but it's not the whole truth, and it's a little part of the truth. So the four components come in two pairs. There are your thoughts, and you know what those thoughts are, but you have to also pay attention to what are the thoughts that are slipping through that you're not consciously thinking. Like I can sit here right now and I can consciously think, you know, I'm wise and I'm rich and I'm whatever. But when something's happening, the thoughts that are flashing through my head in the background, what are those thoughts? And paired with your thoughts are your emotions. Your emotions are in your head. So think of it this way. You're driving down the street and somebody cuts you off. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden your head just starts spinning. You start looping with, you know, whatever you're thinking about the person who cut you off or your fear that you know, maybe your kid's in the car, there could have been an accident, whatever. So your thoughts and emotions are the first two. That's a pair.
Right.
The more powerful pair are your core beliefs. Now, those are the things that you don't even necessarily know that you believe, but they've been embedded into your core. Things like the world is not safe. Like, you know, I grew up in a very violent home. It was not safe in my home, guns and whatever. So I grew up thinking the world is not a safe place. That was a core belief that I really had to work on because it was driving my behaviors, it was driving the feelings that were running through my body. And the most important component is the feelings that are running through your body.
Okay.
When you get a bill in the mail that you're not expecting and you have that flash of panic that runs through your gut, through your solar plexus, that is emitting a frequency that's controlling what's going to happen in your life. So you've got to get your point of power in alignment. I think of it like an arrow, a four-pointed arrow. And most people, they have the points all going all different directions. So they're getting mixed results. When you bring that point together, those four components together, and shoot it like an arrow, that's when manifestation happens.
Okay. And number four, you have thoughts, emotions, core beliefs. And what's number four?
Feelings.
Okay. So here's my question on before we go into feelings. So you say you get that bill in the mail and it's a dollar. Let's just put a frequency out there for that. And you have that moment. How can you work on that? So and have your power. Do you suggest that you look at that bill and you're like, okay, I've got this, let it go through you and then out and make your action plan? Or how do you address that? Because you have that adrenaline, you have that feeling, you have that emotion. Sometimes it just happens without even knowing it. You're like, ah, what do you do in that situation to acknowledge it and then let it go?
Well, what I like to do with my clients is I like to get way before that.
Okay.
So we go through a process and recognize, okay, what are the core beliefs? And this is a lifelong thing. It's like a shower. You do it every day.
Yep.
Because new things come up.
Yep.
But what are the beliefs that you're holding in your body that are directing your life? Like the woman who, she made no money for 18 months. And then within 8 days of doing one of my guided processes, she made $298 million. What we did is we discovered that one of her core beliefs was that she didn't deserve wealth.
Oh.
She had grown up in a wealthy family and she told herself, I've never done anything to deserve this, so I don't deserve wealth. So we had to clear out that belief in her head, but the more importantly, the frequency in her body. So back up way before you get the bill.
Right.
Right. And what are, go through a process of what are some of the things that I believe? I mean, think of all of the things that you believe in your life mm-hmm. that may or may not be true. They may or may not be bad, but they may or may not be true. Like, for example, you know, we grow up, most of us, in a society that believes, like, you grow up, you get married, you have children.
Right.
Well, why do you believe that? Really? Because other people believed it and told you to believe it. Mm-hmm. We believe that, you know, a lot of people believe they've got to grow up and go to college. A lot of people believe that, you know, one gender.
Well, or you're a failure. Like, if you don't go to a four-year college, you're not good enough. I mean, there's so many labels put on. I have a son who is about to be a junior in high school, and we're starting to have that discussion, and we've pulled that from him. It's you do you, but we want you to make a plan.
And those.
Oh, wait, you had way too much of a thought bubble on that one.
Those core beliefs are driving what we're doing in our lives.
Yeah.
They're driving your point of power. And so we have to get under those. We have to get to the root of those. And then we have to change our inner frequency. So you ask, okay, well, what do you do about this? Well, the woman who believes she didn't deserve wealth.
Yeah.
We retuned her frequency.
How'd you do that?
We retuned her frequency energetically. It's an energetic process that I do.
Okay.
That energetically moves the frequency. The person has to be open to at least the possibility. They don't have to be committed to buying. They can still be skeptical. I believe in being skeptical, right?
Yeah.
But you have to be at least open to it. And so I work with her. I take people to the quantum consciousness.
Yep.
And reset the frequency. And that's how. No money for 18 months. 8 days later, after doing that, she made $298 million. That's how you're able to do it.
So is it guided meditation?
I call it a guided process because it's more focused than a meditation.
Right.
It has a specific purpose to it.
Yep. Oh, that totally makes sense. Okay. And then the last one of the four components of power is feelings. Talk to us more about that.
So those are, that's what you feel running through your body. And that's a current of energy. That's telling you, like, if you've got feelings of joy, that's telling you you're in alignment with what you're trying to create. If you've got that feeling of panic, you know, you get that bill, that unexpected bill that goes through your body like a jolt of lightning.
Right.
That's telling you, okay, I'm not in alignment with what I want. And it's probably 99% of the time, if not even more, because your core beliefs about what you can do, be, and have are not in alignment with the frequency of source.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Like, right?
It does to me.
Well, yeah. How did you learn all this? Like, what did you, what, tell us a little bit about your background on how you came here.
So when I was in high school.
You can't make that up, that you got the chime right there.
Okay. Okay. Well, when I was in high school, you know, I grew up in a very violent, abusive home. As I said, alcoholism, drugs, sexual assault. It was, and I was like, if this is what life is, it's not for me, and I'm ready to be done. And yeah. I was ready to be done. And kind of as a lark, someone took me to meet my first, quote, guru. I don't really like that term, but
I don't either. I'll be honest with you. I agree. Thank you.
Yeah. But anyway, we went. It wasn't, you know, Deborah's in trouble. I'm going to take her to see someone. It was just kind of a lark. And I did find my first teacher in that meeting in high school. And I had a little hope. And so I started really digging into learning more about metaphysics, working with shaman. I'm part Native American. So that culture really appealed to me.
You tap back into that.
Yeah. And my life, you know, I started using what I learned. I mean, that's one of the really big things that people have to understand. You can't just read a book or talk to someone. You have to actually live it. Mm-hmm. You have to learn to live life in this way. And I started doing that. And then I was in politics and created some great opportunities. I worked with a couple of presidents and worked for Congress for a while. And then I got a call from someone one day saying, hey, there's this company that's failing. We'd like you to come and see if you can turn it around. And I'm like, what? I don't have any business experience. I have no business background. Why me? And it was just, we've seen what you've done in other arenas. We think you can do this. And when I started with them, their annual budget was $56,000.
Right.
When I finished with them 5 years later, they were up to 13 million.
Nice.
And so from there, I just start, you know, I was using this very quietly. I wasn't telling anyone because it, you know, I didn't want people to think I was kind of wacko. But then I started doing things like, you know, closing deals with people like Richard Branson, mm-hmm. and helping people like really uncover what their root causes were.
Okay. Tell me about Richard Branson, because I'm very, very curious. I've always watched him from afar.
Oh, well, so I got a call from the governor of California. He was actually the mayor of San Francisco at the time, but he called and he said, Richard Branson is looking for a headquarters for his new airline, and we want San Francisco to be it. And I don't know well enough to say no when I don't know what I'm doing. So I said, sure, I'll give it a try. Sure, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was way too much to tell you in this short amount of time, but it was a huge wild ride. I didn't know until it was all over. And I became friends with some of his team members who told me San Francisco was never in consideration. We were told that we were because he wanted to get the other areas that really were in consideration to give him more money. He was looking for tax incentives, sure. incentives and stuff like that. And I had no staff. Well, I had one staff person. I had no budget. I had no money, no nothing. I did not know what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I did all of these crazy things. I'll tell you one really quick story. We were getting to the end. He was actually starting to take us seriously. And we're getting to the end, and he was coming to San Francisco, and I was told, this is your last shot. We want your best offer. And I'm like, I don't have an offer. I don't have any money.
Right.
It was just me. Like, California didn't have a governor at the time. You know, the governor had been recalled and whatever. And so I said, okay, well, here's what I want to do. I don't have any money. I can't throw money at him, right?
Right.
I'm going to throw a party. We have more Fortune 100 and 500 CEOs than any other place in the country. And I'm going to throw a party with all these people and have them woo him for me.
Right.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I mean, I knew who they were, but I didn't have access to any of the Fortune 100 and 500 CEOs. I didn't have a venue. I didn't have a caterer. I had no money for anything. I mean, really, I was like paper cups and water. That was what was in my budget. And I never give my cell phone number out to anyone. So I throw this to source and say, okay, look, take it over, make it happen.
Yeah.
And I never give my cell phone number to anyone. And I get this call from someone who says, I hear you want to have a party for Richard Branson. And I said, yes. And so we started talking about it. I said, well, I want to invite the Fortune 100 and 500 CEOs, but I can't, you know, I have 7 days literally to make this happen. So I can't like research their addresses and send out, you know, that doesn't work.
Beautiful cards and you had to like, yeah.
Right.
Almost do it telepathically.
She says, you know what? Well, I know Buck. Buck owns this restaurant where all these guys go.
Mm.
I'll call Buck and see if he will call them all. So Buck called all these guys for me. We ultimately had about 50 show up. He called them all. And I said, well, that's really great, but I don't have a venue. And she said, well, you know what? You could have it at my home. Well, her home turned out to be a palatial estate. So yeah. It was perfect. And I said, you know, this is really generous and thank you. But I don't have a budget. Literally, when I sent my basket to Branson with my proposal, I literally went out and picked lemons off of my tree in the backyard to make it look like a gift basket. Yeah. That's how my budget was, right? Yeah. And she says, okay, well, that's fine. I will hire the caterer.
Great.
So it all comes together in a couple of days. We're there at the event and, you know, he's looking for money because starting an airline is hard.
Sure.
And when you're not a US citizen, it's 10 times as hard. So I said, okay, well, I can't throw money at him. I don't have any government money to throw at him, but I do have all of these really smart, wealthy CEOs. So we were putting deals together at the party where he could actually make more money from the business deals right. that he was doing. And so all of that came together in 7 days from somebody who somehow heard about this
right.
and tracked down to get my cell phone number that I gave. I had a tiny baby at the time. So my cell phone was her lifeline. If there was a need yeah. for her, right? So nobody had my cell phone. So that's the power of using the universe
right.
to do the heavy lifting for you so that you don't have to do it. It doesn't have to be hard. It no. can be easy.
Oh, I believe you. Like I absolutely. Oh, my story on how I'm with the Edge magazine and with this radio show and everything is so about its frequency and trust and right. Oh my gosh. Oh, believe that's a total another time. So we've laid out the four components of power: thoughts, emotions, core beliefs, and feelings. Deborah, we have 2 minutes left of our amazing time together. What are you promoting? How do people find you? The floor is yours to bring everybody in and let them experience your goodness. Now, like, look, if you threw together a party like that through trust for Richard Branson and 50 of very influential CEOs, you can do about anything. And I know we have a lot of entrepreneurs. We have a lot of managers and CEOs and C-suite people listening to this show, and they are curious and they can absolutely utilize your gifts and abilities. So how do they?
Well, if they go to quantumresultsformula.com.
That's a lot of words. Spell it out.
Quantum. Quantum, results, results, formula, formula.com. If you go there, I've got two things for you. One is I've got a 16-minute video report that tells you specifically and shows you what your point of power is and how to really make it work for you.
Okay.
And as a little bonus surprise, I've got one of my guided processes. These are the things that I use with my private clients to help them unlock what I say, the weeds that are growing in their life.
Yep.
You know, so often we're told, you know, we'll do this and it's just snipping off the top. I want you to pull the weeds out so that you can actually reset your frequency. So you're going to understand after the video report, you're going to understand what that is and how to do it. And then I take you into actually doing it. I guide you through it. So I'd love to have everyone have this. It's where all of my greatest successful clients start.
Great.
And it doesn't have to be hard.
No. Play. Okay. You guys, Deborah, You're magical. Thank you so much for being on here today. This, like, oh my gosh, we could go on for a while. Okay, so quantumresultsformula.com. And Deborah, your website is DeberahBringelson.com if you want to find out more. This is Kelly from the Being Curious Show. We are here, there, and everywhere today, and we want to thank Deborah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next week.